Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Death in the Devil's Acre by Anne Perry, narrated by Davina Porter.
Chapter 1. Police Constable Withers sneezed as the icy January wind howled up the alley off the Thames. It was still 3 hours before dawn, and the gas lamps of the main streets barely lit this dismal passage on the very edge of the Devil's Acre, swarming with filth, in the shadow of Westminster itself. He sneezed again. The smell of the slaughterhouse 50 yards away was thick in his throat, along with the stench of the drains, old refuse, and the grime of years past. Now, that was funny. The yard gate was open. Shouldn't be, rightly. Not at this time of the morning. Not important, probably. Some apprentice boy forgot to do his job. Careless some lads were. But what meat there was would likely be safe in the cold rooms. Still, it was something to do in the long boredom of walking the grey pavements. He crossed the alley to the cold rooms. Better just look inside, see everything was in order. He poked his head around. It was silent. Just one old drunk dossed down right in the middle. Better move him on for his own sake before the slaughtermen arrived and kicked him out. Apt to make a bit of sport of the old boys, some of them were. "Here, Dad!" he said loudly as he bent down and shook the man's ample shoulder. "Best be gone. You've no business in here. Although as why anyone would want to choose a place like this to kip, I dunno." The man didn't move. "Come on, Dad!" He shook him harder and lifted his lantern for a better look. Surely the poor old fellow wasn't frozen to death. Not that he would have been the first police constable.